From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Syrian government forces advanced on the city of Aleppo Sunday. They are trying to capture a section of the city being held by opposition forces. Syrian state media report the army promised rebels safe passage to leave eastern Aleppo. Several dozen people were killed in Ethiopia's Oromia region when police fired tear gas and warning shots to disperse anti-government protesters at a religious festival. The tear gas caused panic and triggered a stampede Sunday that killed at least 50 people. Hungarians overwhelmingly rejected the European Union migrant quotas for their country in a non-binding referendum Sunday. According to the data posted on the website of Hungary's National Election Office, with almost 95% of votes counted, over 98% cast their ballots against EU quotas. However, the vote probably won't count because the turnout appears to have only been about 40%, and 50% is required to make the referendum valid. Prime Minister Theresa May says Britain will formally start the process of leaving the European Union by the end of March 2017.
We look beyond our continent and to the opportunities in the wider world, in which we win trade agreements with old friends and new partners, in which Britain is always the most passionate, most consistent, most convincing advocate for free trade.
Before Sunday's announcement, Ms. May said that Britain would not trigger Article 50 of the EU's Lisbon Treaty before the end of the year. Article 50 is the treaty clause that would start a two-year countdown for Britain's formal exit from the EU. This is VOA News. Colombians decide Sunday whether to accept a peace agreement between the government and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or the FARC. The referendum comes 6 days after a peace agreement between the government and the guerrilla movement was signed, bringing an end to the longest-running insurgency in the Western Hemisphere. Public opinion polls indicate the peace accord is likely to be ratified, but not everyone supports it, as we hear from reporter Celia Mendoza.
You have a group of people that don't want the guerrillas to be able to have a lot of the conditions that they required during this peace process. Some of them will be forgiven from some of their crimes. Some of them will have the opportunity to actually be part of the government as a political party. They are guaranteed some of the spots in Congress and the Senate. And many others will receive funds from the government to be able to restart life in the civil society.
Celia Mendoza in Colombia. Brazil's Workers' Party, or the PT, is expecting a loss Sunday when Brazilians vote in the first local election since President Dilma Rousseff's impeachment. Voters are electing mayors and city councils. National polls indicate the PT is set to suffer a major defeat. The New York Times newspaper says U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump declared a $916 million loss on his 1995 income tax returns, which may have allowed Trump to legally avoid paying any federal income taxes for up to 18 years. The newspaper said it had consulted tax experts who saw nothing illegal in the Trump tax documents. VOA's Michael Bowman says this latest report may not torpedo the Trump candidacy.
This is someone who seems to defy political gravity. There appears to be a core of his supporters that are with him no matter what he says, no matter what is revealed. And this goes somewhat against the laws of politics that you and I are accustomed to seeing. Nothing has really sunk him to date. Will any of this sink him? I just don't know, but I have my doubts.
Michael Bowman, responding to the report Sunday, Trump tweeted, quoting now, "I know our complex tax laws better than anyone who has ever run for president and am the only one who can fix them," end of quote. In a major boost to global efforts to address climate change, India, the world's third largest emitter of greenhouse gases, Sunday ratified the Paris Climate Pact. India's formal agreement brings the accord closer to coming into force. It is to take effect after 55 countries producing 55% of the world's emissions ratify it. With India's signature, 62 countries accounting for more than half the world's emissions would have come on board. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.